Hi. Hey, it's great for everyone to come out tonight. It's great to see so many smiling faces. And yes, thanks to Joan and Jimmy for hosting us and inviting us this evening. Special thanks I need to send out to Jan Beatty and Nancy Krogowski, who were instructors in the Mad Women series, who helped me shape my voice and get it out there. Thanks to the Pittsburgh Writers Studio for giving me safe harbor. And thanks to all the mad women whose words delight and inspire me. This first poem, unfortunately, is not a new subject. Recently, there was a clergy member accused of molesting students in my hometown. This is called Stronger with God. On Sunday, by the altar, I transfer the wafer to Mr. Reynolds' hands without looking at his eyes, which are too much like his son's, which I've seen from every angle. Too much like my own at 10 when I smashed white bread between my fingers and thumb and fed my dog communion, wanting to be like my hero, Father John. Devout and caring, with white sneakers flashing beneath his black robe. At 11, Father John feeding me something larger than communion and smiling at the way I pulled his wine from him, spurts of white grape seeds. No sin in our actions, he assured me. It was only what a man needs to stay stronger with God, whose own son was human and knew such pleasure of the flesh. And it was bullshit he fed me, but I gobbled it up, even when Tommy Becker saw me and Father John and told his mother, who told him to shut up, who told me I'd never be Pope. I like astrology. I'm an air sign. I'd like to see how air interacts with the other elements. It's called elementary. I am the air of Gemini, tumultuous and tame, lofty and leaden, friendly and fierce and free. I am drawn to the stability of Earth. I dip and slip within her cracks, whistle my presence through caverns, a longing call to my sister, mother, cousin, lover, who pulls and tugs me tightly to her to capture me within her hollows. But I bellow and push against all restraint, lift myself from her warm brown globe of gravity. I am air and need to soar. I seek the wildness of fire, my friend of flame and fury, who needs me to grow with wild abandon. I blow soft kisses upon her glowing coal, delight as her fingers reach toward me, greedy with desire. I blow soft kisses upon her glowing coal, delight as her fingers reach toward me, greedy with desire. Soon her volcanic passion threatens to consume me, and I wrestle my temptation to extinguish her. With a blast, I push away. I crave the fluidity of water. I dive my hot self into the wetness of her and bubble from her touch. I breathe into her, and she wraps herself around me, floats me in her embryonic fluid until I surface and burst into the air, into myself. And this last one, thank you. I got a little nervous when I saw that Jimmy had a police shirt on, but sorry. This is an Oakland driving experience called Hey, Read This. I opened my window wide. License and registration, young cop demands before adding ma'am, which is true to him, which just makes me sad. And I remember the cop. And I remember the cop who tipped his hat to all five girls in the car when I was 10 and had no breasts, and yet he knew my sex and I was pleased. But not now, with this one who ma'ams me with his version of respect. But I need to be there, my finger points, brow furrows. There I need to be. Ma'am, read those. And his finger points, and his brow furrows. Four signs appear, perched on each corner of the small offending path, between where I am and where I need to be. Do not enter. But it's stupid, I say, as I tear at the contents of my glove box and retrieve fast food napkins and MapQuest directions that are not for where I am, and a tampon, why, and lotion and cigarettes. I didn't put them there, the state did. He means the signs, not my cigarettes. And I repeat, but it's stupid. Ma'am, back up and pull away. Just back up and pull away. I find my registration and am handing it to him, and his words and their meaning meet my brain too late. Do you still want this? As his sigh sounds large upon my ears, I tuck away the card and back away the car and drive down a road I know only because I've been lost before. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to do one real quick one. Took a class with Nancy Krigowski, and as a way of introducing us all, instead of us saying who we are, we were to tell who we are not, what we are not. I am not timid as I once thought, but bold as my pen stroke. I am not afraid to speak my mind, that stop sign thrown to the ground. I am not thunder, but am the jagged lightning after its rumbling wrath. I am not in the basement any longer, for I am a mad woman in the attic. Thank you all very much. And Rachel Menes is next.